You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. An order from Governor Rick Scott to remove a list of ineligible voters, many identified as illegal aliens, from the state's voter rolls has met with challenges. Some election supervisors say they found that some of the voters on that list are not ineligible after all. Some have refused the order to send letters to the targeted voters. The U.S. Department of Justice has ordered the state to stop the purge, and that's raised the ire of local Congressman Tom Rooney, who's written a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder on the subject.
What happened here is that the Attorney General, Eric Holder, has told Florida not to continue to look to see if there's either illegal aliens, whether there's people who are non-residents or there's people who are dead, who are still active on our voter rolls. And that's by law. It's directed by federal law, 2002 law, that each state should actively pursue means to see whether or not people are legal residents to vote.
Congressman Ted Deutsch of Boca Raton disagrees. He was one of those calling for the state to stop the purge.
This is a purely political ploy to strike 180,000 people from the rolls. I don't have any confidence at all in this governor. That's why I think the governor should stop this process immediately.
No matter what happens with the state's list, if you show up at the polls on Election Day and you're told you've been identified as an ineligible voter, that doesn't mean you can't vote. Martin County Supervisor of Elections Vicki Davis says election law has provisions for this circumstance.
At a precinct or early voting site, a voter does have the option to vote a provisional ballot. A provisional ballot, once voted, then goes before the canvassing board, which is statutorily set by law. And if proof is shown that this person is a U.S. citizen, that they have had their rights restored, whatever the reason might be that they have cast a provisional ballot, that vote is going to count if the signatures match the signature on the envelope that contains the provisional ballot and what's in our database.
Davis says it may be necessary after you cast that provisional ballot to follow up with the Supervisor of Elections office.
Yes, when you vote a provisional ballot, you're given a receipt, so to speak. It gives you the contact information for the Supervisor of Elections office with a phone number. If you need to provide any type of physical proof or documentation, then that would have to be taken to the supervisor's office for proof to go before the canvassing board.
If you do encounter any problem at your precinct, Davis says you should ask to speak with the clerk.
The clerks are instructed as to who is eligible to cast a provisional ballot, but the real rule of thumb is if a voter is not able to be processed through a precinct register or an electronic voter identification system, they will go be directed to the clerk, and the clerk knows that we don't want a voter leaving that precinct without having cast a vote, unless they're in the wrong precinct, of course.
And finally, if need be, you can visit the election supervisor's office before the polls close at 7 p.m. on Election Day if you feel you've been denied your vote. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.